You are listening to episode 38 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape, recorded in June 2017. We discuss pop culture items in the news, grocery store pickup fails, and Deb introduces us to her new friend. Thanks for joining us.
I think it's episode 38, Courtney. 38? Does that sound right? 38?
If you say so, then yes.
Although as slow as we're going, maybe we should go 37.2 or something like that.
0.1.
Welcome to the mixtape. I am Deb.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Courtney.
And this is episode 38.
We think.
Let's just go with it. Let's commit to this being a full-fledged 38.
If we say it and we believe it, others will believe it.
Yes.
That's called confidence.
Believe it. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's been a while. How have you been, Courtney? You look good from what I can see on the Skype channel that we have set up here.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been all right. I've been all right. How have you been? You look, I'm just going to say it, you look a little different.
A little different?
Mm-hmm. You got your hairs cut.
I did get all of them cut. I was sick and tired of having the ponytail, you know, messy ponytail.
Yep.
9 times out of 10, I'd just get up out of bed and put it in. It was fun. It was fun for a while. But I just finally went, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. Cut it off. It'll grow if I don't like it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I wouldn't say that I had long hair. Maybe I did.
Certainly longer than anything I've had in recent history.
I had, my hair was probably a little below my shoulders. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hair. There was a lot of hair. But it's interesting the reaction that I got. And I've done this before. I've cut my hair off before. But this time, maybe it's because of my age or something, I had a lot more mixed reaction to this.
Oh. Like when people are like, oh, you cut your hair.
Yes, exactly. Or do you like it? Oh, you cut your hair. Do you like it?
I think I just said that to you.
No.
Like a few minutes ago.
Coming from you. No. Coming from you, that would be, I would take that as, you know, honestly, do you like it? But no, this person, it was like, do you like it? Kind of like nose up kind of thing. Do you like it? But then she said,
oh, do you like it?
And then she said, do you kind of feel like you lost a little bit of your femininity?
No. No, she did not.
She did. She did, word for word. And I'm like,
people, that's not cool. That's not a cool reaction. That's like, not cool.
Like all my sexuality, my femininity is locked up in my hair.
In your hair.
I mean, come on, people. I just didn't, I was taken aback. And I was, and it wasn't until later that I wish I would have come up with those zingers, you know, too.
As well you should be. That's, dude, that's rude.
Yeah.
And also a huge, disgusting bologna sandwich.
Yes, it is. Isn't it? It's gross.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
And honestly, this cut, I think, is more becoming for me personally. Mm-hmm. It's easier, and it's like, no, my femininity is not locked up in my long hair. But this particular person has very long, beautiful hair. But have you noticed
long, beautiful hair?
Recently, just a little hair tangent here.
Yeah, hair tangent.
This time of year, there's a lot of prom pictures. There's a lot of graduation pictures. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every young woman I see has long hair.
Hmm.
What is the deal with that? I mean, I will give you, long hair is beautiful. But I will also say, It can be really gross too. I will also say, if you have a group of young women,
yes,
and one of them has a cute short haircut,
yes,
and the rest of them have long hair,
yeah,
I will guarantee you that the one that's going to get your attention is the one with a cute shortcut.
Oh, sure.
I mean, of course, maybe I'm just saying that because now I have short hair. I don't know.
I mean, you know, it's different for everybody. Some people have a face and an attitude that really works with short hair and others don't, you know?
Yeah.
I had long hair all through until I went to college, and then I cut it in kind of a bob,
mm-hmm.
and it got progressively shorter and shorter and shorter. And, you know, the thing is, like, Every now and then, like, I really like having short hair because it's easy as nothing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I still own a hairbrush, but I don't really know where it is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need it. My morning routine takes, like, no time. The thing I will say is, because my hair is really fine and straight, and it does one thing, and this is what it does.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't want to go anywhere else. It doesn't want to lay anywhere else. It doesn't want to hold product and stand up. Like, it's a very, has a very specific thing, set of things it will do, and that's the one thing. So for me, short hair works really, really well. But when I, every now and then I get bored with it, and then I grow it back out. And then when I grow it back out, it just looks like a crap, because all I end up doing is pulling it back in a ponytail all the time. And then I'm like, well, I look the same every day anyway. So what was the point of growing it back out? And I just look less cute and less put together. Although on a day I want to, like, leave the house and not wash my hair, I do miss being able to just do the ponytail thing.
Yeah, the ponytail thing is easy.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, evidently I'm a old spinster now.
Sorry.
I cut my hair short.
Sorry that you are sexless.
Yeah. But I do have to say, that being said, that was one person.
You don't need her cisgender, heteronormative baloney applied to your reality.
Yeah.
No.
In reality, there was probably 99 other people. You know, that whole thing, 99 people will call you beautiful, one will call you ugly, and who do you focus on? That was more likely the case with me after getting this haircut. So there you go. I just thought it was kind of a ballsy thing to say.
It is ballsy.
Really?
That is not a cute thing to say, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. So there you go.
Next time you tell her, like, yeah, well, I don't know. But you figure out something. You have to say, like, yeah, I had a full hysterectomy and, like, a vaginectomy. Like, I'm just like a Barbie doll down there. Like, there's nothing. I'm done with all of it. I'm done. Like, you still have your boobs. Like, what is that about?
I know.
Have you lost your femininity?
Yeah.
She hasn't, because she was trying to fix something on her mic and she put her boobs, like, right up against the laptop camera. And I was like, huh. Deb's boobs look great today, you guys. Just
thank
FYI.
You. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Mazel tov.
Yes. Cheers. Here's to that. Mm-hmm.
One of us is drinking water tonight. And one of us is not. And I will let you be the judges of who is whom.
I might have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I found this beer yesterday. And
wait, what do you mean you found it? You discovered it?
Courtney,
just found it?
It found me.
Oh no. Oh, when it's fate, that's a problem.
It's a brewery here in Bellingham. Actually, it's from Wyoming, I believe. Jackson Hole.
Is it a brewery?
Guess how much its percentage of alcohol is. I can show you that right there. Can you see that?
No.
There it is.
No, Deborah. It says recycle.
There it is. Hold on.
Recycle.
What?
Other way. Yep. 9.9?
It's 9.9.
Shiza Manelli.
So I had my first one yesterday and I was having a great time after having one.
Just one.
I'm not gonna have two. I'm not gonna have two of this. That'd be crazy. Crazy things would happen. But I was so happy. I was so happy.
So happy and so sexless.
I know.
I think it sounds like a great combo.
My husband came home today with another four pack of this beer, and I took it. I was like, "Oh, honey, thank you so much." But you know what? You know what I took away from that? It's like, here's more of that beer. Quit being such a bitch.
Stay drunk, please. Just stay drunk.
Okay, on with
good
the show.
Times. Sure.
Yeah.
So we decided,
yes,
many, many moons ago when we talked about this, we decided that since we are now with our schedules, we are now going kind of so far in between episodes that we would do a really quick, like, pop culture news item roundup and just kind of really quickly go over some of the the big announcements or the things that we may have missed since the last time.
I love it.
We spoke.
Yeah.
We don't have like a really fleshed out name for it yet. I think it's going to be called something like news roundup. But I think it should. I think we should figure out some alliteration or a rhyme or something. And also, I think we should have like a little theme song. We haven't figured this out yet, but maybe something like
these are all great ideas. Yeah.
Pop culture news item roundup. With Courtney and Deb.
Ooh, I like
it. Or, you know, like, that's just, I'm just spitballing here, but, you know.
No, I love it.
We'll work on it.
We will. Guys. We'll add that to the list.
Mm-hmm. But for now, yeah, we were going to just do a quick, like, a real quick, like, lightning round, like, this happened. Your thoughts.
Yep.
Anything to say.
Okay.
So, that's what we're going to do. So, I have some stuff.
Okay.
Did you have some stuff?
I'll just keep drinking
or
beer.
Or do you just want me to, like, throw stuff at you. You guys, we're super prepared. We planned this all in advance. No sweats. Obs, you can tell.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, are you?
I'm waiting for you.
Okay.
You're going to like lightning round. Okay, here we go. I don't have anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. You disappeared from frame for a second. And then I was where? She's going to go get more beer.
I'm here.
I don't know.
I'm here.
And can I tell you?
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to like having a glass of wine tonight, maybe even while we did this. But I woke up with a migraine this morning. So that like kiboshed everything good for the day. So I'm just drinking water like a good kid.
That's good.
Okay.
Good kid.
Okay. Item number one. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Now, this is going back a ways, but it is pertinent to previous episode conversations. So I really wanted to get your take on it.
Okay.
And I have something to say as well. I know that will shock you.
And by your take, you mean the collective audience of the 12 that is the mixtape listenership.
No, right? I mean you.
Mine?
You, Deborah, okay. You, Deb.
I need to drink more beer. Okay, go.
Jeez, please, just hold on.
Okay.
Okay. United Airlines kicked those 13-year-old girls off of their flight for wearing leggings as pants.
Absolutely justified.
Really?
No, of course not. No, like, no, no.
They are 13-year-old girls.
That's silly. That's absolutely ridiculous.
I know there were like, you know, they were flying on a... whatever, a guest fare or whatever. I know there are rules with that, but anyway, I did want to hear what you had to say about that.
It doesn't matter. Madness. It doesn't matter how you got there. They get a seat. They get the same rules as everybody else. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit. Of course, I'm not a United fan anyway, so anytime they do something stupid, I'm going to jump on the anti-United bandwagon.
Yeah, this was before they had that man beaten.
Yes.
It was a good month for United.
Yeah.
You know, my thing I took away from that...
Because you're a non-legging airplane person anyway.
No. I am working on, like, I'm having my mind expanded on some things, on some previously held beliefs, regardless of whether I would wear leggings as pants on a flight. A 13-year-old girl is not, no, I'm, come on. Let them wear whatever. Who cares? Like, if their swimsuit areas are covered, fine. Here was my thing. Among all the angry tweets that I saw, Chrissy Teigen said something about how she has gotten on a United flight before. And again, it's Chrissy Teigen. I'm sure she was in first class. But she has gotten on a United flight before. She said, wearing no pants, just wearing a shirt. And pretending it was a dress. And nobody said boo to her. She was, you know, absolutely welcome on the plane.
Well.
and again, yes, of course, no surprise. But to me, I'm like, how do you leave the house with no pants on?
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around a reality where I could leave the house in just a shirt. Like, I'm trying to get to a point where I could leave the house in, like, leggings and a tunic. Something, but, like, for me to literally walk out of my house with just a shirt on and no pants, I can't even imagine what the circumstances would have to be around that. I'm just amazed at other people. I'm like, wow. Whatever you have, I don't have it. I mean, yeah. And let's be honest, two of the things I don't have are Chrissy Teigen's legs.
Yes.
But come on. I don't know how many of those beers it would take for me to leave the house with no pants on.
Well, like, so she's saying like no pants at all, like commando, yeah. or no pants, like she still has underwear on.
I don't know about her underwear. I assume so.
I need to know.
I think it means she was wearing whatever she wears under.
Yeah.
And a shirt.
Okay. Well.
And apparently shoes, I'm assuming.
Well, because otherwise, see that in the no summertime, service. You have a longer, smocky type shirt that can double as a dress kind of thing. I can see that.
If it's long enough. But what she's saying is, she's like, it was pretty clearly just a shirt.
Oh.
And
okay.
Nobody bothered to stop me and tell me I couldn't come on the plane because I wasn't dressed appropriately.
Huh.
Any whoosies.
Yeah.
That's item one. Okay, item two.
Yeah.
Barry Manilow is a homosexual.
Yeah, big deal. You know, I would love to get to a point where whoever is
were
a
you
homosexual.
Not, were you not just, shocked?
It's not news.
No, I know.
Yeah, who is shocked? Who cares?
Well, and who didn't know? I mean, who didn't assume?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's sweet that he was like, I want everybody to know. And everybody was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And?
I can see that. Yeah.
But I was in an airport that week and I bought a People magazine. Did you know that People magazine now costs like $7?
No.
That's... Mm-mm. Hey, that's, people.
But you,
no.
you paid for it. You bought one.
I really struggled.
Would you not
over,
have?
Oh, I okay, really so you... struggled over the decision.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not worth it. But then I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. Look at this. Barry Manilow is a homosexual. Who knew?
Did it give you $7 worth of enjoyment?
No.
Mm.
But I'm keeping it until it does.
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but it's funny.
I don't think it meant anything, but you're laughing, so.
I'm keeping it intact.
Thanks, okay. Beer.
Yes.
Okay, next.
The Will beer is called the beer is called Melvin, so if
Melvin.
You want to thank
so
the beer.
So thank you, Melvin.
Yes, okay. Let's personify the beer, since the beer is actually helping with this podcast. Yes.
Okay, next. Will and Grace coming back.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have any. I watched it, but I wasn't really a huge fan. But mm-hmm. I think the ensemble is fantastic, and I'm interested to see where they bring these characters next.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a full on season? Because I know they did some weird stuff for the election, right? They did some special things for the election.
They just did a video. Yeah.
Okay.
But okay. I think this is going to be like a legit. Like season. I don't know how many episodes, but
uh-huh.
That's happening.
Who's your favorite character in that?
Oh, I love me some Karen. I mean, yeah. It's a really solid ensemble. I think that's one of the most solid, like well-balanced ensembles
yep.
in recent memory of shows that I watched, but I love me some Karen.
Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
The Karen Jack combo.
Yeah.
Is what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most entertaining, certainly.
Are you excited? Are you looking forward to it?
I ought to be very excited.
Mm.
I'm nervous.
Oh, that it's going to be shitty?
I'm cautiously optimistic. Okay. I want to be super excited, but if it's not great, it's going to break my heart a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like after the Gilmore Girls revival on Netflix, which we haven't talked about this because Deb does not watch it.
Still haven't.
But I'm going to tell you something. It was not good. It was like, it was really, really not good. I would say the last hour of the last episode was great. And everything else was like, why are we doing this? Like, it was really a hot mess.
So the people who, because I heard some people who really thought it was good. Was that just because they were so... invested in this that they had no other option to think it was good?
I can't speak for other people, but for me, I really thought it was like terrible. Like I And I know other people will be like, yeah. But to me, this is a big deal. I started checking my phone in the middle of one of the episodes because I was so bored. Like, I couldn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just keep focus on the thing. I was like, I need something to
need
something to take the edge off.
Right. You could have just drank some Melvin.
I could. I didn't know Melvin at the time. Yeah. If only.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it. So since that being not just like, this isn't great, but I felt like really, really not good. I'm a little nervous now about some, because you know, Gilmore Girls, I wasn't hugely invested in. Mm-hmm. But this, I spent a lot of time with these people.
Yeah. It's rare for a show to come back better the second time.
Yes.
Or a movie, yes, for that matter.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll
okay, see. Deb, this is a big one. This is the big one.
Oh, boy. Is this the last one?
It can be.
Or do you have more?
This can be the last one.
No, I'm enjoying this. Yeah.
Rompers for men.
Oh. Yeah.
Deb, what's your take? Deb's take, : rompers for men.
You know, I find it very interesting how people are just like, no, no way, never, ever. You know, and it's like, well, it could work for some people.
Sure.
It could absolutely work for some men, because this is a particular an item that is particularly it's rompers for men, so it would be mm-hmm. for men, right? Duh.
That's the plan.
Because women, do women have rompers?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's a big thing right now, isn't it? Yeah, I would never be caught dead in a romper. My body would not work for a romper. I just like saying romper.
Romper, like romper room.
I like a romper on a certain dude.
Have you ever seen a romper on a dude?
Not in
reality.
No.
But in your mind,
have you? How about you? What do you think? I haven't given rompers much thought. Thank God.
I'm thinking about you imagining men in rompers, and it's making me laugh. So here's the thing. I will share my opinions on leggings and Crocs and all manner of clothing items that I find questionable. And at the end of the day, the real truth is, wear whatever you want. It has nothing to do with me. It doesn't impact my life. My opinion shouldn't matter to you and your happiness. If you are happy wearing a romper, wear a romper and bless you, right? My opinion,
however,
is that a romper is a fine garment for a child. And I don't think anyone over the age of, say, like 8 or 9 should really be wearing one, because it's ridiculous. And not only that, it's so inconvenient. Like, every time I see a romper, I'm like, you know, you have to take that whole freaking thing off if you want to go to the bathroom. And then you're just sitting on the toilet naked.
Yeah.
Like, it's not comfortable, and it's a pain in the butt. And if you're in a public restroom, you're trying to keep all of that like off the ground. That's stressful. It's an infantilizing garment. So I don't really understand why an adult would wear it. And it's completely impractical. But if it's your thing, go nuts. I would be very interested to see some men in rompers. I don't know where we're going to go from there. Probably not far, but...
I think your husband could rock a romper.
My husband has some legs. However,
I can see it. The practicality is certainly not there at all.
No. I guess for men, there probably would be a fly in it. So, like, congratulations again.
Yeah.
On the ease of access for your wiener. sorry. Oh, do you know what?
What?
I got an ad the other day. I subscribed to Bust Magazine, which is a fantastic feminist magazine for any modern women who are interested. I highly recommend it. Fabulous articles, really interesting stories and projects and what have you. Anyway, they have an online store, and I got an got an alert from them the other day. They're having a sale, and they're like, if you spend $50 or more in our store, we will send you a free pack of magic pea cones.
Magic pea cones.
Just essentially like a single use
funnel.
Like paper cone funnel.
Yes, yes.
That says magic pea cone on the side. And you take them camping or wherever. And you just take it out. And instead of the thing, you just take it out, you know, squeeze the corners to pop it open. Because it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So squeeze mm-hmm. the corners to pop it open. Mm-hmm. Just fit it over your poon.
That's what it said?
Yeah. It said fit it over your poon and voila.
Oh, fit it.
Pee anywhere. Voila. And I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever been sent in the history of the internet.
Is it biodegradable? Can you just
you
like
know what? I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Or what? Can you flush it? Why would you, if you were by something that flushed, why would you need to use it?
Right. Yeah. I will find out because those are excellent questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I have one. Someone gave me a plastic one years ago.
A Lady Jane?
I don't remember what. It's around here somewhere. I don't know. I've been carrying it with me forever.
Have you used it?
I used it once. Yeah.
And it's around there somewhere. Did you wash it?
Yeah, it's plastic.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little, you know, water, alcohol bath, and it's fine. Yeah. Just pour some Melvin over it. It's fine. It's probably over there in that drawer somewhere. Yeah. A lot of good that'll do me when I'm out in the woods.
Neat.
It's over in the drawer. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right.
There we go. That's the first installment of Pop Culture News Roundup with Courtney and Deb.
Or something. Do if I saw someone live wearing a romper, especially in like a grocery store or something, that'd be kind of weird.
Like a dude or just anyone?
Oh, a dude. I mean, yeah. On women they're one thing, but on a dude, especially where I live. Yeah. Although there's a lot of hipsters here, this is kind of a hipster thing, isn't it?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, what isn't? I think a guy in a romper, a romper and a man bun, like I think that's a winning combo.
Yep.
But yep. No Crocs. I draw the line.
Okay.
Just
right.
Please. Just
good to
please.
Know.
Please.
Good to know.
Be yeah. comfortable, but come on. So we were going to talk really quickly. It's funny. A mutual acquaintance of ours went on the Book of Faces the other day and said something along the lines of, wow, I can't believe that trying to pick up a woman in a QFC is a real thing. For those of you who may be out of state, QFC...
It stands
grocery
for
store.
Quality female customers is what it stands for.
Oh, well, then it makes perfect sense. Who knew?
Yeah.
But it was funny because this is a woman, you know, she's in her 40s. She's lived and she's lived here for quite a while. And I found that interesting that she'd never been picked up in a grocery store before. And I was thinking about that.
Well,
and
she
then
is kind of tiny.
She is wee.
She's small. You know?
She is wee. She's like pocket sized.
Yeah.
And then just yesterday... my friend and I were hanging out together and then she had to leave. She's like, oh, I have to go shopping on the way home. And she texted me and was like, I was like, how's Trader Joe's? And she's like, oh, it was great. She said she got hit on by an elderly man who told her she looked like Jodie Foster.
What?
And I was like, oh, he's like, that's sweet. Did you tell him that Jodie Foster is like a huge lesbian now? I was like, because that'll turn him right off. And she's like, no, good point. I did not.
So how did she know it was an obvious, how did she know it was a pickup? And not just a, you know, side comment. Hey, you look like Jodie Foster.
That's a solid question. I didn't really ask a follow-up. Let me see. Let me pull up this text message.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't say. She said, I did get hit on by an elderly man, said I was pretty. And looked like Jodie Foster.
Okay, said she was pretty. Okay, yeah. That would constitute a pickup, I think. Yeah, just you know, normal conversation. Hey, you really look like so-and-so. Not necessarily, but the compliment.
right.
of her physical appearance would constitute comment on her physical appearance would constitute a pickup for sure.
Agree. Yes. Agree. So it got me to thinking about my past, and I actually do also have a grocery store pickup story if you would like to hear it.
Pray tell. Were you at a quality female customer store?
I was not. I was at a Top Foods, which is like pretty bargain basement, honestly. So this was like years and years ago. I was in college. I think I was like 19 or 20. I mean, so. Come on. I was getting it from every direction, if you know what I'm saying. But I was shopping at the Top Foods, and I was just kind of picking up some stuff for dinner. And this guy, I remember I was getting spaghetti, and this guy in the pasta aisle in a black leather vest and a shirt, but the vest is what caught my attention.
Yeah.
He came up to me and he started chatting with me. He wanted to talk to me about, like, my spaghetti. He was like, oh, what are you buying there? And I was like, spaghetti? He was like, oh, yeah, I love pasta. And he just started chatting me up and was like, oh, you know, what's going on? What are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm grocery shopping, dude. Like, what are you doing is the question. Anyway, he had his daughter with him. I presume, probably about 4 or 5. Really cute little girl. But he asked me if I would like to complete my purchase and come back to his house with him and cook the two of them dinner.
No way.
Yeah, way.
Oh, my God. How'd
you like to come home with me and cook me and my daughter dinner?
Those were his actual words?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
After quite a few more questions of me, of him trying to get to know me and everything, and me constantly saying, like, this is always a winner. I have a boyfriend. Well, where is he? I don't see him.
Yeah. That's funny.
He does exist. But, and so even if I didn't have a boyfriend, like, stop talking.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how did that end?
Did
he enjoy the meal that you made him?
I don't know. I said, wow, that is a very unique offer. I'm going to decline. But thanks anyway. And I walked away because I was like, I don't need to spend no more time in this conversation. I mean, it's really, really ballsy, right?
That is quite bold. Very bold. Yeah. However, you know, I find that dudes aren't very... As a whole, I'm going to make a sweeping generalization.
Oh,
here.
Do it. You don't have any femininity left anyway.
I was going to say, don't ask me for any of my pickup lines because they went away from my memory with my hair.
You're gone. Like Samson.
Yes, that's right. Just gone.
No powers.
Sweeping generalization. Men are a little, how do I say this?
It's going to be on the internet, so be careful.
They're not the sharpest tools in the shed when it comes to reading people, especially reading people that they might be interested in becoming intimate with.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Well, there are certainly those that lack a certain subtlety.
Yeah.
I'll say that. And yes. And picking up on cues is maybe not everyone's best suit. Although this was, you know, in a bar, I kind of expect that because people are drinking and they're, you know, they're not really, as is evidenced with your friend Melvin, once you get past a certain point, you know, you're not really operating on full.
Yeah.
But in the grocery store with your daughter, like.
Yeah.
No means no.
Yeah.
Let's move forward with our lives separately.
Yeah. Wow, that is really bold.
Yeah. Do you have a terrible pickup story?
You know, nothing like grocery store. I can't remember. You know, it's been so long. I was single for so long. There's so many stupid stories. They all kind of blend together.
Yeah.
There's not one that stands out.
Yeah.
The craziest one I think was I was in a bar. I was dancing with a dude And he, it's the first time that we had, he asked me to dance. We were dancing and he mentioned taking me home that night, but he couldn't because he had just had surgery down there.
Oh my
and,
goodness.
Yeah, it was just this really bizarre, weird thing. And I'm like, wow, you really know how to. You
a
really
lot of
know.
Information.
Yeah, I don't need to know any of this. And I'm not going to be going home with you tonight, dude. He mentioned something was as big as a grapefruit before his surgery.
What?
And but now it's fine. But it's fine now.
Oh,
thank
no.
goodness. Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But I think in a bar, things are a lot more, like you said, there's a lot more, I don't know if justification is the right word, but it fits the environment a little more
right.
for shit like that to happen.
I fully expect not to be listened to in a bar. I fully expect my words to be nothing when people are drinking.
That's right.
Right.
That's like, a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Set your expectations realistically. That's what I say. I can kind of hear that one.
You do?
Yeah. We some audio stuff, and I'm like, I can't hear the music. I'm just going to wait until Dev starts talking. But I heard that one.
Yeah, we have a little work to do here at Slater Studios since we overtook this new house and all. But we'll figure it out. We'll get you your music back, Courtney.
Yeah, you know how I love my jams.
You do. Although I was really surprised earlier that you had no idea what Automatic by the Pointer Sisters was.
I had no idea.
Singing the whole thing. I was singing the whole thing, and she was like, I have no idea what you're
guys,
doing. I'm like,
it
what?
Was really, it was really impressive. That's a true story.
Maybe I'll do it someday again. After I have another Melvin, me and Melvin.
I was thinking, because I just was saying, like, I'm going to wait until Deb talks, and I was thinking, you should start your own like TED Talks kind of a thing, but call it Deb Talks.
Oh.
And maybe you should only do it after a Melvin.
Oh, I like that.
And then Deb Talks.
And then I talk and I talk and I talk. Oh, yeah. A lot of people would listen in on that one. That's
I would listen.
Yeah, right.
And she's going to sing the Pointer Sisters. You guys, stuff is happening.
Look at what you're to me. Hardly I don't am. All of my defense is down. Oh, yeah. It's a great song.
Yes. I apologize. I still don't know what that is. I've never heard it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, woo. Thank you for joining us on this episode, number 38 of Deb and Courtney's Mixtape.
Yes.
We will promise you that we will make more of an effort to do these more frequently, or at least I'm making that promise. I'm not sure about Courtney.
I'll do whatever you say.
You really?
Usually, yeah.
That sounds great. Okay. All right. Well, you can find us on the Book of Faces,
yep.
or you can email us. What's our email address again,
it
Courtney?
Is debandcourtneysmixtape@gmail.com. That's
and
all one word.
All one word. All spelled out. So you can always find us there.
You guys, email us because it's all spam and it makes us sad. Oh, here's something. I just want to do a quick shout out to listener number 3. That's you, Lindsay. That's you, Lindsay. If at any point, because we were talking about the Netflix revival of Gilmore Girls, if at any point you would like to talk about Gilmore Girls with me on this podcast, if we can figure out the technicalities of it, please let me know because I have some questions for you.
I would love to hear that. I would love to listen into that.
I demand to know, Lindsay. You're a smart, capable woman, and I really want to know why you are Team Jess. So I'm going to leave that there.
Okay.
But just... okay.
The challenge has been issued, Lindsay. We will see
Gauntlet
what you
thrown.
Say. Yes. All right. We'll see you next time on Deb and Courtney's Mixtape. Bye.
Bye.
Deb, it's Courtney. Great news. The Magic Tea Cone is 100% biodegradable. I think I'm going to get some. Let me know if you want one. Bye.